Well, today is Mother's Day. Did you know that the history of Mother's Day is an interesting one? If you follow its progression, its evolution, and its development, you begin to see that it has been fraught with sadness and betrayal, and yet at the same time, also love, devotion, fierce conviction, and a dedication to a cause much bigger than oneself. Its story is full of twists and turns as it persists through the ages and leaves its mark on our hearts. Interestingly, the story of Mother's Day in many ways mirrors not only the journey of mothers, but of women. It echoes also the way of Jesus and the way of God, as told in our biblical stories. A woman by the name of Anna Jarvis began the movement when her mother died in 1905, but it is well documented that she got the idea from her mother, who in 1876 is quoted as saying, "I hope and pray that someone sometime will found a memorial Mother's Day commemorating her for the matchless service she renders to humanity in every field of life." When her mother died in 1905, Anna Jarvis vowed to fulfill that dream. Evidence suggests that the original idea for Mother's Day was a day for mothers by mothers, and not just a day for one's own mother. It was a day in which mothers would get together for a day of service to help out other mothers who were less fortunate. The original vision of Mother's Day was to be a day in service of the poor, and women would get together and teach other less fortunate women about the role of motherhood. Now, Anna Jarvis's mother, Ann Jarvis, you're following all this, experienced, Ann Jarvis's experience of motherhood was fraught with turmoil. Of the 13 children that she bore, only 4 lived to adulthood. And her story was not an uncommon one. An estimated 30% of the infants in her region died before their first birthday. Throughout the 19th and 20th century, largely due to epidemics that were spread by poor sanitary conditions. In 1858, while she was pregnant for the 6th time, Anne Jarvis enlisted the help of her brother, Dr. James Reeves, who was involved in treating victims of the typhoid fever epidemic. Trying to improve the situation, they organized events at which doctors were invited to lead discussions with local mothers on the latest hygiene practices that could keep their children healthy. They called these events Mother's Day Work Clubs. In 1870, a woman by the name of Julia Ward Howe wrote the Mother's Day Proclamation, calling women to join together and to promote peace. Mother's Day Work Clubs and the Mother's Day Proclamation suggest to me that Mother's Day found its own birth in the service of others who were less fortunate, and in the service of one's neighbor, and in the service of justice. Sound familiar? Sounds like the gospel. So in this light, Mother's Day is not only a day for mothers, it's not even actually a day only for women. It's for all who seek to serve their neighbor in service of a better place to live, work, raise their kids, and have their being. Now, having said all that, I wish I could say the story had a happy ending, but sadly, it does not. The story of Mother's Day starts out all well and good, but Anna Jarvis herself would end up spending her inheritance, her life savings, and die in a sanitarium, all due to the fight against the profiteering that inevitably co-opted her Mother's Day after it became an official holiday in 1914. The flower shops, the card shops, the candy shops all capitalized big time, turning Mother's Day into a business rather than an act of service. And Anna Jarvis died fighting this twist as it turned away from its original vision. This got me asking the question, in what ways do we individually or collectively twist away from God's original vision? If the work of God is love, then anything that doesn't reflect love would be a twist away from where God would have us be. There are two main themes arising from our scripture readings today: living stones and Jesus's I am the truth, the way, and the life. When Jesus declares, I am, this harkens back to Moses, when God's self is introduced to us for the first time as the great I am. God says, I am what I am. Jesus isn't saying that he alone is the truth, the way, and the life. He's saying, I am is the truth, the way, and the life. Love is the truth, the way, and the life. If we follow the way of love, we will know the truth, and that is that love is the only thing that lasts forever. It's also interesting that in the day of Moses, in the Old Testament, one could not look at God and live. God was too holy for our sight. But in the New Testament, we find out that people have been hanging out with Jesus, the embodiment of God, the whole time. And they're not dying, but rather they're finding abundant life. Have we changed? Has God changed? Perhaps the journey changes us all. St. Peter says we're changing too. We're growing into living stones. We're being made into a spiritual house built from stones that God chose. We will be rejected by people. But where we are rejected, God chooses us. Being chosen when others reject us is the process that changes us. Realizing that we are valued by God motivates us into choosing each other. There is a lot that we don't get to choose about our lives: who our parents are, what country we're born in, where we grow up. But there comes a day when we do get to choose our family. We get to choose where we build our spiritual house and with whom. I find hope in that we get to choose our spiritual house, and we get to follow an expression of our heart based on love as God defines it, not always as the world defines it. Anna Jarvis spent most of her life fighting against what she perceived to be an injustice against her mother's vision of Mother's Day. She railed against the world, twisting what was meant to be activism for the sake of love. Julia Ward Howe railed against war and racial injustice with her Mother's Day proclamation promoting peace for the sake of love. Jesus lived and died railing against social and economic injustices for the sake of love. So much about this world twists us and disorients us. Our journeys are fraught with sadness and betrayal, and at the same time, also with love and devotion and fierce conviction and dedication. Let our cause like the cause of our Mother God, be one of love above all. Let our journeys change us by breaking our hearts of stone and reorienting us toward our Mother God. If God is love, then anything that does not reflect love would be a twist away from where God would have us be. Let us rail against this twisting away for the sake of original visions. The original vision of Mother's Day, a day born in love. The original vision of our mothering God, that we be chosen in love. The original vision that in truth it is only love that is the way and the life. Amen. And so with that, we say, may we bear all the labor that gives birth to new beginnings. May we all be midwife to the dreams of God. May we stay the course in the midst of exhaustion or discouragement, that we might hold fast to hope and bring to birth the dreams that Jesus planted within us. And may we all be the bearers and bringers of justice, of peace, and of love. Because God loves us, God keeps us, God's face is forever shining upon us. And it is precisely for this reason that the peace of Christ is with us all. Amen.